What do you call a little animal? He looks sort of like a squirrel, but he's smaller and smaller, and he just runs along the ground.
Red.
Yeah. Well, it's light brown. It's got dark stripes.
Oh, ground squirrel.
What do you call an animal that has a strong, real strong odor?
Skunk.
Yeah. What do you call a little animal? Oh, let me see. Well, he's usually about that big or about that big. And he's around ponds a lot or sometimes. And he hops along. Bam.
Ready?
No. But, you know, you go out at night sometimes and get.
Oh, bro.
What do you call it? It's a smaller kind of a frog that it makes a chirping noise.
Tree frog.
What do you call ordinary worms you use in bait for fish bait?
Well, we call them little earth worms, mm-hmm. And then they got some of them wigglers.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the bigger worms that you use for bait?
Big earth worms.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends light off in the summertime? You can see
lightning bug.
Okay. What do you call a little insect? He has a long body and he's got real thin, filmy wings and he flies around over ponds and lakes. Sometimes
mosquito.
No, well, he's bigger than that. It's probably bigger than that. Sometimes when you
gallinule.
Yeah, that's fine. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and doesn't sting?
Dirt dog.
Okay. What do you call something for a baby? He lies in it, you know, it has four wheels and you push it along.
Baby carriage.
If you had a baby in the baby carriage, you'd say that you were going to do what to the baby?
Ride him out.
Okay, that's fine. What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Ground nuts.
Okay. If a boy is real similar to in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy
was a nice boy.
Okay. But if he resembled his father a lot, and you'd say he
favored his father.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth? You know, other than a registered nurse, other than a nurse in the hospital.
Well, we used to call them granny mothers or something.
That's
like that.
Right. Do you know any uncomplimentary terms that a country person might use to refer to a person from the city? You know, like if say it. Someone saw me and didn't like me because I came from Atlanta, they'd say,
that's an old city slogan.
Except I'm not. Okay. Do you know any uncomplimentary terms that might be used to, like, that a city person might call a country person?
Well, there used to be a lot of people calling Atlanta, but an old country boy then. Mm-hmm.
How do you normally refer to a person of your own race? I mean, what do you normally call a person of your own race? As a.
You mean from the city? Or from the
no, just from your own race. How do you refer to them?
Well, I understand exactly what you mean.
Well, what I mean is, you know, if you were saying like, if I said, you know, there's a white man over there and there's a Negro, or something like that. How would you say that? Would you say? How would you refer to a person of your...
Well, I would say of myself as a Negro.
Okay, that's fine. That's all I'm going to do. And what would you call a white person?
Well, I would say that was a white man over there, or a white lady, or whichever it was.
Yeah, we both know that there's a lot of words that...